The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your nation and your chief priest handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
My kingdom is not here. Where is the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God? If you were to ask Jesus, "What's the kingdom? Where is it?" He would say, "It's here right now, but it is also to come." A lot of people might think, "Oh, the kingdom of God, that's something that's in the future. That's something that we're headed towards." And you'd be right. But you're also right to say that the kingdom of God is here, right now, among us. Jesus says, "Where I am, there's the kingdom." And if we are with Christ, then we are not only members of that kingdom, we're part of it. We build up the kingdom of God. We're members, parts of the building, if you will. We are the body of Christ, and that body of Christ is the kingdom. All week I've been remembering a line from one of the great children's TV shows of all time, Sesame Street, that I think still is on TV, which is unbelievable, kind of. But remember, every now and then you get that demonstration of near and far on Sesame Street. One of the characters will run far away and say, "Far!" They'll come all the way up really close to say, "Near." Near, far. That's kind of a nice way to think of the kingdom in a way. It is here, near us, among us, but it is also quite far. In other words, what God wants to reveal to the world, what he wants us to encounter, is still unfolding and coming to a fulfillment. And that fulfillment will be in Christ in the end of time. So what does that mean for us? What is our response to God? Well, let's continue to think about the characteristics of the kingdom. We hear them in our readings. The kingdom of God is a heavenly kingdom, which means that what we're striving for is to be not only fully members of the body of Christ on earth, the kingdom of God that presides here in Christ, but we're heading towards our heavenly kingdom, our heavenly homeland. And so the kingdom shows us our hope, our heavenly hope that we're striving for. But our kingdom is also universal. And so we're all striving for heaven, but it is a heavenly homeland that is for everyone. The message of salvation and the kingdom of God is universal. It involves everyone. God is calling all of us to himself. He created us for himself. He wants us to live with him forever. So that final characteristic that we hear in the gospel and these readings is that the kingdom is everlasting. It is forever. It's into eternity. So we're striving for a kingdom that is not of this earth. This is not an everlasting kingdom. What we celebrate here at this Mass, what we encounter in prayer, what we're striving for daily, is not on this earth or of this earth. The kingdom is everlasting. So we have to keep striving to be a part of that. The personal part of it is what Jesus says beautifully in the gospel. Usually we hear this gospel during Holy Week, but it comes to us on this feast of Christ the King also, this encounter, or this dialogue that Jesus has with Pilate, trying to understand, why are you calling yourself a king? So Jesus gives him an answer, but Pilate doesn't get it. Pilate doesn't understand it. The essence of what he's saying is the kingdom of God, not of this earth. The kingdom of God is something that we're striving for, but it's something that we have to belong to. Belong to the kingdom. Belong to the truth. Belong to Jesus Christ. If you want to know the kingdom and understand the message of the proclamation of the kingdom of God, it's all about belonging to Jesus. Jesus is the kingdom. He is the goal. He's the end of all things. He's the one that takes us by the hand and leads us to eternal life. We don't strive for glory on this earth. It doesn't exist. You may have it for a time. People may know your name. They may praise it. They may think, wow, that was a great person. And that can be good. But those are things that are earthly. In the eyes of our Lord, in the mind of God, we're striving to be great. Jesus even says, be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. He says, belong to the truth, because we know he said that the truth sets us free. The kingdom of God is something that we have to belong to by belonging to Christ. So set your hearts and your minds and your will and all that you are always on the will of God, to be in relationship with Jesus Christ, to look always toward the true throne, which is the cross, where Jesus is literally welcoming us into that kingdom that lasts forever.